Breakout, Celebrating Difference, part two of a three-part series directed by Alison Toomey.
I left Dublin when I was 12. I never had an interest in boys at all. When all the girls were growing up and it was, did you see that person kiss that person? I was like, what? Go away from me. I was completely confused. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I knew I fancied girls and I didn't fancy boys, so I thought that must mean that I want to be a boy. And so I didn't know what to do. I was like, I can't just become a boy. That's not possible. And I was a very tomboy, so that didn't help either. But yeah, no. And then when I started piecing it together, I was kind of like, but isn't that not still wrong that I'm supposed to fancy boys? Because that's what everyone my age was doing. Like, it's not like anyone ever told me when I was that young that it was wrong, but nobody talked about it. So I didn't know what it was. Even in school and sex ed, it was a biology lesson more than anything. So I had no talks about gay relationships. It took me till I was about 15 to piece it all together, what an actual lesbian was, and that's what I was. I just hadn't a clue. School was one of the only places I had a lot of trouble. There was no one out at all in my entire year, and I don't think there was anyone out in the whole school apart from me. The first I found out that everyone knew was in science class, and people just started calling me names, and the teacher actually let them away with it, and I was like, what on earth's going on? And then I went from that to having school books thrown at me and things stolen out of my locker, and they were calling me like a faggot and saying that, like, things like I wasn't really gay, I'd just never been with a fella, so how would I know? And the boys thought it would be funny if they tried to go with you, and it's like, not gonna happen. The worst I had was golf balls thrown at me, and the principal actually seen it happen and gave out to them for throwing golf balls at me, but never actually punished them for it. So I left after my junior cert. I was having too much trouble in that school. I left. I was like, I'm not having any more of this. I wasn't learning anything. You can't learn in class when you're not terrified something's going to be thrown at you. The most sad thing about it was I absolutely loved school before that. I'd had enough. Wasn't staying for me leaving. So I went on the internet and found courses in Derry that I could do and started going there from I was 16. College is so different than school. Everyone was so much more mature that my sexuality didn't matter at all. There was one or two people who didn't like it too much, but none was ever said really to me or done, so I loved it. As I said, I loved education, and I wasn't going to let bullying stop me from doing what I loved. I'm sure it might have been easier, like, to do my leaving than then go on to university or something, but no regrets. It's the way it went. I don't blame the people who bullied me, because I'm sure they didn't know anything about LGBT people, because my school had no education on it whatsoever. So I think maybe if they had been educated, it wouldn't have been like that.
That was Karen Condon, a member of the LGBT breakout group in Letterkenny. Karen told me she would be attending their next meeting, so I made arrangements to go along and see what they were up to. When I arrived, group leader Sinead Murray was there as usual.
It's usually more male dominated, but no, it's all girls today, so I don't know why. I think all the guys are studying for their exams, so the girls couldn't be bothered.
It's going to be a different sort of a meeting today now, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. The dynamic is different without the lads, but we're just going to talk about training that we're doing on Wednesday night. So I want the lads maybe to get involved in facilitating, co-facilitating with myself. So, yeah, just going to break it down and see if the girls are interested. I know some of the guys who aren't here today are interested. So
that's fantastic. So this training on Wednesday night, tell me more about that.
Well, basically what it is, it's a new group in Balbuffet. Sheena, who's a youth worker here in Donegal Youth Service. She has three new groups, and it's called EPIC, Empowering People in Inclusive Integrated Communities. So there is three groups, two in Northern Ireland in Strabane, and one in Balbuffet. I hope I've got that right. But what we're going to do is, Sheena had requested that I go up and do LGBT awareness with the young people. So what I would like to do is bring the young people, like the young people here have been trained in developing youth leadership, and they've done aspects of facilitating and training. So it's about time now that they've always shown an interest of wanting to come along with me into schools or whatever. So hopefully now that they can start, you know, coming with me and facilitating these sessions.
That's brilliant, isn't it? You've done this before, Sinead. You do these talks, these group meetings before. So is this the first time we're going to bring some guys from Breakout?
Yeah. I think it's a new kind of, it's about time, you know, that, and I know the young people have wanted to come with me before, but I really wanted for them to do the training first so that then they feel more equipped and probably more confident in being able to deliver and co-facilitate with myself. So, girls, for a change, all girls here today. How do you feel, first of all? How do you feel about facilitating? Would you be happy to do so? I know some of the lads, Darren and Kevin, hopefully can make it, but Kevin has exams, so we'll see how that goes. But how would you feel? I don't want you to feel that you have to do this. You know, if you are comfortable to do so, please shout.
When is it?
It is Wednesday night in Balbuffet, 7 to 9, and I'll be driving in.
Is this Wednesday coming?
Yeah.
I'm in Dublin.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You're in Dublin. Yeah. Okay.
Boys up and whoever else wants to go.
Right, okay. Okay. So, listen. First of all, what I want to get from today is what would yous like to come out of the training? We could do whatever we wanted. A walk and debate works very well.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they work very well. What do you think of them, Karen? If they're done properly, okay.
What do you like about the walk and debates, Karen?
I don't know. Everyone gets a chance to have their say and argue it out. Mm. No one answers usually wrong. Mm. So
it's more free form.
I was saying you don't expect what other people are going to be. And then you could be there arguing with your friends. And it's kind of more powerful arguing with someone you really know than someone you don't. My opinion,
that's great. Yeah, I can see how they work really well because it's less structured.
Yeah,
people can talk and people can jump in and people can react and retaliate.
It is that kind of, you know, the comfort. They're not having a discussion with me. Mm-hmm. They're having a discussion and a debate with each other. So say, Shauna, now if you were coming with me, right, what would you like to do? I want you to think, right, there could be young people there that are LGBT. There could be young people there that have a brother or a sister, or, you know, we have to be very mindful of who is in the room. You never know, okay? So if you think as a LGBT girl, right, what would you have liked if you were 16 sitting in that room?
I suppose people being aware of, like, how to deal with it. Like, how could you teach them to deal with it in the proper manner?
Okay.
You know, even if they weren't sure if someone was gay or not.
Okay.
But just to be kind of open towards them, you know.
Okay.
Make them aware that it's okay.
Okay.
And it should be okay.
Okay. So, I'll tell you, I have a video there, right, of a piece of work done in Donegal Youth Service. And it's around sexuality, and it's a 5-minute video of this guy called Damien from Balbuffet, and which would be very, very, I think, brilliant for there because it's Balbuffet. The guy went to school in Balbuffet. Okay? You were once going to Balbuffet?
Yeah.
So I think that would be very useful because it's like, oh my God, there's my school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He went to my school. He felt like this in my school. Exactly. So I think we could use that, and like that, I might tick the young people. You know, if you decide to come, which I'd love it. Maybe if we sit down in the circle after the video, right, and discuss that. So it's like, you know, that we all help each other. Yeah. Do you understand? Everybody's working together. And, you know, just if I said, you know, how was Damien's time in school? Like, you know, why did he not come out? Mm. Is it all right to come out in your school? Is it safe?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So things like that I think that would work very well, because a bit of your stories will come into that. Mm-hmm. You know, and feel free. And do you know what? If you don't want to, don't share anything that you don't want. You'll be sharing.
I know everything.
But on you, Sean. You mean that though, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. I get it out there just...
Sean is a great one for educating other young people,
yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to, and that's the beauty of a young person standing in front of another young person and educating them about their story and their journey. Oh, yeah. Do you
absolutely
know?
I mean, I can imagine, as you said there, Sinead, imagine the young guy sitting there and they're not out. Mm. They don't know how to come out. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what to do. And then they see a young girl like Shauna standing up proud as she can possibly be, going, well, listen, guys, you know, this is what happened. This is my story. Yeah. It's very empowering, isn't it?
Absolutely. Very powerful. Mm. Very powerful indeed. And, you know, a lot of young people are in their group and that group doesn't know and will not know for a while. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And which... that's a scary place to be. That is a very scary place for a young person to be, in a very isolated place to be. Mm. You know, that imagine your group of friends not knowing the true sense of who you are.
Or imagine your friends knowing. This is the fear. It's both.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So this group, Epic on Wednesday, they will be aged between?
Ranging from, I believe, 16 to 18. In and around that, or maybe 16 to 19.
Well, that to me sounds like a fantastic evening on Wednesday. So, Shauna, you're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You're going to try and get some of the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll get some of the guys to go.
And Karen, you'd love to go, but it's just proximity for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Let's find out.
Will we find out the buses, Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll drop it back, no problem.
To Derry. Oh, that's so nice of you.
It's a Saturday, it's not a day for thinking people.
Karen's only woken up. No, I'm still asleep. We're asking her far too many complicated questions. And also I can tell she's thinking that's Wednesday, that's years away.
That's a long
Today's Saturday. Wednesday's way out
Tuesday.
There.
Tuesday evening.
Ask her Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Right, okay, so the last, but maybe I think we probably I would like to try and focus on Breakout and kind of what we do. And that's very much what yous are going to do too.
Well, that sounds like a great great thing to be involved in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That'll work really good.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to record it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it'd be really brilliant for the guys to come along.
Mm.
You know, it's you know, we're always trying to kind of, you know, empower the young people in Breakout and for them to take, you know, a role. And I think it's a bigger step.
You know, I've just noticed, so I saw it before, but I was just reading it, what's written on the wall there.
Yeah.
Shauna, can you read what's written on the wall here in this? It's just so apt.
Today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is you're than you. Dr. Seuss.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
So there we go.
And it's very apt, isn't it? You know, and I think it's lovely. Whenever I read it at the start, I just thought, Breakout's perfect to be here looking at that, you know.
That's a wonderful thing to have on the wall. And there's a lovely tree and lovely flowers coming off it, and it's painted purple and so clearly says it on the wall. Today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you.
Yeah. Why be somebody else?
I'm only half a copy that one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Shauna.
Missing.
You're supposed to say, I read that every time I come in here. When I got to Bala Buffet the following Wednesday, the Epic meeting was already in full swing, and I was surprised and really pleased with the turnout. There were about 15 young people there, and Sinead was with Chris, Darren and Shauna from the Breakout Group.
Can you see, agree and disagree? We're going to do a welcome debate, okay? Okay, sorry to get you up out of your feet. Let's stand in the middle,
And I am going to call out a statement.
Come on,
lovely. He doesn't like walking.
I don't like walking.
You don't need to walk. It's all right. Move. Shimmy. Shimmy. Right, okay. Right. Okay. We're going to have a debate, right? And I'm going to read out statements. And I want you to go over to the side that says either disagree if you disagree with the statement or agree if you agree with what I say, okay? I want you to debate with the agree side and get them to come over with disagree and vice versa if you're in agree. But the most important part in this is that you speak one at a time, okay? All right, so I'm going to read out a statement. In gay relationships, one acts as the man and one acts as the woman.
Where do you go if you disagree?
If you are unsure, you can stay in the middle. Come on, debate. Come on. No, come on. Why are you so over and disagree?
Because we're all equal.
The statement, in a gay relationship, one acts as the man and one acts as the woman. So I'm in a gay relationship. So I act as a man in my relationship. And
you both act as a man.
Sir, like, why would you turn gay?
If you know what I mean.
So you believe that in gay relationship that doesn't happen.
I say for example, two lesbians. Like, they're lesbians for a reason. Why would you act as a boy?
Okay.
That's such a
question,
Mom.
Okay.
They're not attracted to male features. So
right.
Why would you act like a...
Okay. So you believe that they don't? Okay.
Yeah. They're attracted to female features, so...
Okay. But act is different to... Acting is very different to looks. So I understand what you're saying. You're saying about, you know, if you're a lesbian, you fancy a girl, you fancy a female. But acting and looking is very different. So, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? So acting and looks very different. So you still disagree, right?
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
There has been a change. There definitely has been a change from the last couple of years. You know, a huge change. It's not fully there. You know, I go into schools and do LGBT awareness with students and youth groups and youth clubs and whatever around Donegal. And I think that helps. But I think, you know, the principle of a whole school approach needs to be taken. And which is happening now this year in Donegal. It's a pilot. But basically, you know, the whole school, there's no point in going in and doing, you know, it's good for them students, but for the whole school. So if you go and say and do TY, that's 30 students. And, you know, you've raised their awareness of the issues of homophobic bullying. But what about the first and second years? What about the teachers' issues that come into that? So that whole school holistic approach really needs to be kind of taken on board now.
This is always an interesting one. Gay people should not be allowed to have children. I don't want everybody to follow the crowd. Come on. Come on. You in between. You're scared to go in between. Listen, can I just say this? No, you're not right or wrong. It's your opinion. Your opinion is very important to you. So you're not right or wrong, okay?
Can you repeat your question?
I can, surely. Gay people should not be allowed to have children. Okay. So, where are we at? We have the majority in disagree. We have one in... Are you in the middle?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle.
Okay.
But I have a point.
You're kind of in agree, more agree middle. Okay. I want to hear from the agree side first. Well, okay.
It's all about the way in, like. Okay. Would they get bullied, like?
Okay, talk to your disagree side. Come on. Debate.
Fair enough. Like, if you want to win, go ahead. Adopt one, but... Would they get bullied in school? No, I think it would be wrong, like, just gay people.
You wouldn't get followed by your real friends, like.
Like, I don't just...
People shouldn't be so quick to judge, okay?
You're all about bullying there. Like, if you had real friends, they wouldn't bully you if your parents were gay or not. Like, they brought you into this sport, like, and they raised you or whatever. Why should you care if your friends?
They shouldn't care about them.
Talking about everyone else.
And why should you care about them?
Like,
like you have your real friends at the end of the day, so why should you bother with their opinions, matter?
He's not the bully.
Oh,
people shouldn't have wings. Why? Like,
shouldn't be allowed. Yeah.
Mm. They're all equal. Like, they're all same.
I'm sort of nomad.
Like, after,
you don't disagree, but
I don't disagree, but like, I just like. It's not.
But just let's say, like, you have a brother or sister, and they were gay, and like, you say, oh, they're not allowed to have wings. Just put it like that.
The wind's going to care about getting a bully.
Well, they shouldn't get bullied. If you have real friends.
But you will get that person saying, oh, your mum, you got two mums, they're both gay.
And then they could just say, so what? Block it out.
Or you were adopted or something.
Most people don't block it out, though. They take up the heart. Not when they're younger, like they still have to go through all that first.
No, they don't.
I
think you should agree because everyone's allowed wings. We all have the right to have children.
You've moved from agree to middle.
So you're kind of going toward. You're definitely not going to disagree. And what is it in your true opinion, the reasons why they shouldn't? Is it just bullying or is it?
That they shouldn't. If they want to, they can. But I'm saying, I just think it would be, like, it could turn out, like, bad for the children then whenever they're older.
Okay.
I think you need them.
That's my opinion. I don't care what
I think you need
says.
Both a male and female role model.
Okay. Why?
To grow up, to be raised, like.
Mm. Okay. What about a single mother?
What about a single father? Do you need a female role model and a male role model then? Just throwing it in there?
You're killing me.
No, but do you understand? Oh, bad.
I feel bad arguing. Like,
so the majority is
that disagree, okay? And we have three that is in-betweeners. The in-betweeners.
It's not fair that you're not able to have a family just because you're gay or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're just as capable of raising a good family than a straight person.
Yeah, I think there is, you know, as you said, the point about role models, male and female.
Yeah.
You know, there is plenty of, single dads. There's plenty of single mothers that are raising children very happily, very well grounded, very well rounded, and we can have role models or granda could be a role model, an uncle. You know, they're still very much that doesn't need to be mum, dad. Do you know what I mean? It's changed. Family has changed, even in the last 15, 20 years in Ireland. The dynamic of family has completely changed in Ireland.
What I would worry, and I see it in schools, in my kids' school, is that the word gay is the first word that children sort of, I think, say, and they would shout across the playground, oh, you're so gay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immediately picked up, because they're only small kids,
as
a derogatory term, as something, and then the person that they're shouting it at immediately feels that that's not a nice term.
Yeah,
and that's still going on today. That's rife within the playground. It really is,
without a doubt. And you know, that's where it needs to change within primary schools. That's where the education system really, really, really needs to change and bring in. It's not even about LGBT people. Like, the amount of different families, you know, that we have. We live in a very diverse society. You know, to bring that into national schools as well is so important, because by the age they get to 12 and walk in secondary school, they're going to be like, so what? Do you know, to start an LGBT awareness, yes, it's very good. Yes, it will change some people's small points of view, of course. But imagine starting, you know, and having zero tolerance in homophobia. which that is homophobia. Mm-hmm. And that will play a massive part. I hope to see that, you know, mm-hmm. happening.
All gay men are camp. What? Yeah. Feminine, kind of girly. Yeah. Okay, I want. All right. You like being in the middle. So are we, is the majority going to disagree? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think they are all deep down.
You think they are?
I don't know.
Can I just say, right? Just because there is three
genuine live homosexuals
in the room. Well, actually four. I don't want yous to No, you will not offend any of these lads nor me. So even if you believe one of these statements, absolutely go to agree. Don't be unmannerly, because we have heard it, seen it, done it before. Okay?
We just want to know what you guys feel. Like, yeah. We want to learn about what you guys think and, you know, see where it's all coming from. So
if one of you want to, like, agree with something and give your point, like, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah. We're not going to judge you.
Yeah.
Believe me. Nope.
Right. So, are you in between?
No, I've moved.
You have moved to completely disagree. Why are we in disagree then?
Because you wouldn't know if walking down the street if someone's gay or not, and it could be.
Okay.
There is some people you know by the way they act, if they're gay or not, like, but not all of them are.
Okay. There is feminine straight men. You know, it doesn't matter about your sexuality. As we said before, sexuality is about you. You know, it's not about sex. It's not about what we were talking about earlier.
I got bullied a bit in primary school because I made no boyfriends, essentially. I just made all girlfriends. So,
really?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a common thing with young gay boys?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where most boys would feel more comfortable talking. Most gay boys would be more comfortable talking to girls mm-hmm. because they don't see them as kind of a... I want to say threat, but I don't.
It's not the right word, is it?
Yeah, it's not a threat. Girls would be your friend, and you're not intimidated by them. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a guy who fancies guys, guys intimidate you to an extent. Like, it's the same with, like, if you're same sex. Like, I mean, guys don't, you know, if they fancy a girl, it's hard for them to talk to a girl. Like, so if you're a boy and you fancy boys, it's the same thing.
Exactly,
like,
the same. Was the bullying bad, Darren?
It was, I suppose at the time it was bad, but I kind of...
Did it affect you badly at the time?
At the time, I kind of passed it off as nothing. I just kind of thought, oh, the boys are being boys kind of thing, like, so. Mm-hmm. What it did do, though, was kind of make me a lot more reserved. It made me very kind of...
Cautious, maybe?
Cautious, yeah, is the word. Whenever the bullying happened around sixth class, so whenever I got into secondary school, I basically cut all ties with my primary school, or tried to at least. I went to an all-boys school where none of the boys in my year were going to.
Was that as a response to the bullying?
That yeah, decision you made? It was. I think it was a decision.
That you made?
Basically, yeah. Where I definitely made the decision because I didn't want to go to. I wanted to go to
somewhere different.
Somewhere different.